Well, a mini tornado has ripped through Levin this morning. Trees and power lines reported to have come down. State Highway 1 is closed in Levin between Durham Street and Supercheap Auto due to what police are calling a major weather event this morning. Now, Carol has texted us saying, horrendous rain, lightning, fire engines going past, worst I've seen, it's scary. Well, let's talk with Horowhenua District Council Chief Executive Monique Davidson. Morena.
Oh, morena.
What is happening? It sounds like things are pretty bad.
Yeah, so look, this morning, as you said, approximately 6:30 a.m, we've been hit by a tornado in Levin. It has caused havoc. There are trees down, there are trampolines everywhere, there are roofs off people's homes. That's obviously impacted power lines, and so we have power out across a lot of Levin. And as a result of that, we've got a number of streets closed and a number of schools closed. It looked like it had stopped, but the rain and the wind continues. And so obviously we've got a number of safety concerns for our community, but also for our contractors and our staff and our emergency services. And so our big message to everyone is please stay home. Stay home unless it is critical that you travel.
So where do you start with all of this? What is the most critical thing to deal with?
Yeah, so obviously the most critical thing is, the safety of people. We have activated our incident management team. We're actively working with Fire Emergency New Zealand, Police St John's, our contractors, and they've been all activated to assist. Really right now we're going through a triage system where we are understanding the key risks but also trying to respond to the critical things at the time. There's really good engagement happening already with our school communities to understand the extent of the damage. And, of course, that's why we've advised so many schools to close, and that's why we've seen so many schools around the district closed at the moment.
Looking at some of the damage on photographs, I mean, you can see what looked like pretty big trees down across main roads. Also, quite a lot of structural damage I'm seeing this morning. Are you going to have to declare a state of emergency and stand up an evacuation centre?
Yeah, so look, we're currently pulling all that information and intelligence together. We're not at a point where there has been a declaration, but that's certainly something we will take the advice from the experts on. Really, our focus right now is making sure that our incident management team, which is essentially our emergency operations centre, they are in the building alongside all of our key stakeholders, and we're working hard to assess the damage, but also ensure that we're deploying resources to the most critical areas.
Is this also something that's still ongoing? I mean, I'm seeing on social media this morning that there could be, for example, a gas leak at a Honda dealer in the town. This is something that people need to be aware there could yet be more to come.
Yeah, so you're right. And that's why we're saying please stay at home. The weather is still, pretty horrific out there. And, of course, that means that the clean-up, while we're absolutely responding to the most urgent things right now, we need the weather to leave before we can really start the clean-up.